The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
So if you follow me on social media, you'll see me talking about cigar taxes. Here's the story. You guys know that I have enjoyed an occasional cigar in my life. Also, creator and the host of the largest cigar and bourbon review radio show in the country, Eat, Drink, Smoke. And it's kind of awesome. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. I often consider doing that show 5 days a week, or maybe six, because it's fun. I totally love it. Well, I pay a lot of attention to what goes on regarding taxation and how people like to go after tobacco and how they ignorantly, and it's because they don't know, lump cigarettes in with premium cigars. And these are two very, very different things. Very different things. Well, in Indiana, the tax on cigars is 24% a stick. 24% tax on premium cigars when you go into a lounge. We're not talking about maybe some things you find at a convenience store. We're talking about real cigars that are works of art. The plan right now is to tell the General Assembly we need to cap that at 50%, at 50 cents. So it would go up to 50 cents a stick and no higher. And you say to me, well, why would we do this? And the answer is jobs. Michigan has done this. Michigan, the people who just repealed right to work, they've done this. And what have they found? Cigar shops do better. Local revenues do better because the tax base remains. And the state actually increases the amount of tax dollars they get. This is where the data puts us. Minnesota, same thing. So now what we want the state of Indiana to do is cap the cigar tax. Keep the money in the hands of either the business or allow these businesses to lower their prices and keep it in the hands of the consumer, and therefore they're able to engage. And since cigars are not cigarettes, they are not inhaled. It's a fundamentally different thing altogether. You aren't worried about health conversation. You're worried about jobs. The health thing is completely different. It's fine. It's the jobs. It's the ability to grow a tax base. It's the ability for these small businesses in this economy to survive and thrive and be a more benefit to where they live. So get with your local assembly member and get them on this. You want to cap the cigar tax. You really do. And you want to do it immediately, if not sooner. So I'm only hoping beyond hope that we get this done. Because this matters. This can bring jobs. This can keep people. And all these cigar shops, all of them are small businesses. This is important. So if you follow me on social media, you'll see it there with help from AFP Indiana, Americans for Prosperity. Full disclosure, I do work with AFP. And then you can get the QR code and make it happen.
Cooking a steak, wouldn't it be great? You could be my mate. Cooking a steak, for goodness sake, will you please be my mate and come and cook a steak?
Ah, Meatless Monday, you sexy thing, you. As we know, the Indianapolis City County Council a few years ago said, don't eat meat on a Monday, and they passed a resolution. Not doing much to rebuild the city, but they'll certainly tell you what you can and can't do, like with food and on certain days. You know what we say here at Tony Katz in the Morning News? Have yourself some meat on a Monday. Now, Matt Bear, you know the story.
Yeah, all of them.
Well, this one's a horrible one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a horrible story of what happened at Sullivan Hardware and Garden, that shooting that took place across the street, and one of their employees got hit. And she's going to be fine, as I know the story, in terms of she's going to survive, but not without maybe a tough road ahead. And as I was heading out on Saturday for Nashville, I heard Pat Sullivan discussing the fact that they had picked up some food for the staff at 317 Barbecue. And that when 317 Barbecue realized where the food was going, they said, you know what? It's on us. Take it. You guys have been through a lot. We appreciate it. Now, I've talked about 317 Burger, Matt Bear, and I think 317 Burger is spectacular.
Yes.
But I have not yet been to 317 Barbecue, so that's where we're going today. The dry-rubbed smoked chicken wings, which I know, Matt Bear, is like, that's your thing.
Mm, whoa.
Right? Now, look at that. It was almost Letterkenny. It was almost a you. They've got the, you want some brisket? They've got it right there. You want some pork spare ribs? They got it right there. You want the local Amish chicken? It's a chicken, but very shy. Very demure. They've got the half chicken or the house-made beef sausage, which sounds awesome. You could do the duo deals or the family meal deals. They've got a very cool lunch special, which includes their mac and cheese, their pulled pork, green beans, and some cornbread. You can check it out for yourself, and they make their own pastrami.
Wow. Make your own, dude. Bravo. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Can't help myself. It's pastrami.
You crumble up bologna and put it into a meat grinder.
That's not how any of this works, you terrible, terrible human being.
And then you make sausage, right?
What I'm telling you is, you can also check out the horseradish coleslaw. Head on over today to 317 Barbecue. That's where you got to go. Where are they? They're on Guilford, 6320 Guilford Avenue, 317bbq.com. That's where you're going for Meatless Monday. They're going to support Sullivan Hardware and Garden during a time of need. Go support them. Go. Are they open on Monday? Let's say they are. Oh, they are. They open at 11. Get over there. Make it happen. Get it done. My gosh. And tell them thank you for being kind to Sullivan Hardware and Garden. Greatly appreciate that from them. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.